This is the Wisconsin School of the Air presenting the first broadcast of the year of its national prize-winning program, Let's Draw. That gay little tune, boys and girls, is the one that you're going to look forward to each week because it says, Let's Draw. It's the tune that means it's time to get out paper and pencils, create your radio drawing lesson. Many of you took these lessons last year, and you remember what great fun it was putting on paper the various things you were told about or that were suggested by the music. You remember, too, that we told you in the last broadcast of the year about the great honor that had come to the program. But because there are so many new listeners today, and we're so proud about it, well, we just can't keep from saying something about that honor again. Last spring, a recording of one of our Let's Draw programs was played at a big convention of radio people at Columbus, Ohio. And it was so well liked that your program, Let's Draw, won out over 90 other programs and was awarded first honors as being the best school radio program submitted. What do you think of that? Well, it makes all of us pretty proud and happy, of course. And we know that this year's programs are going to be even better. Again, our art teacher is James Schwalbach of Washington High School, Milwaukee. He prepares the lessons and sends them to us here in Madison. And now, as before, here's Mr. McCarty to speak for Mr. Schwalbach.
Hello, boys and girls. My, but it seems a long time since last we met. I can just remember way back last May when I said goodbye to all of you and hoped that you were all going to have a grand time during the summer.
And here we are back again at a new time, and just bubbling over with it.
And because all of us had such a good rest. And with all our old friends from last year, we have a lot of new friends in our radio class today. Our greetings and our good wishes to all of them right now. So here we are all together, ready to begin a year of art programs on the air. And of course you're all keen and fresh after a summer vacation. But say, did I ever work hard this summer? I read all the answers to those questionnaires that we sent to your teacher last year. And then I very carefully counted all the votes for the programs that you liked best and those that you didn't like. And next, I studied a long list of things that you said you'd like to do this year. And say, what do you suppose was the program everyone liked best of all? I'll give you just a second to guess it. That's right. It was the one on Treasure Island when we made those bloodthirsty pirate maps. Now, nearly everyone liked best of all the programs in which we made something. So I picked some of the things you wanted me to do, and I got some new ideas of my own, and crossed my heart and hope to die if this isn't the best set of programs we ever fixed up on the Let's Draw series. You just see if it isn't. Almost everyone thought that the round robin exhibits last year weren't working out just right. So we have a new plan. A plan in which you will all be able to keep most of your drawings yourself. We'll be able to see all that we need to, and you'll still have a chance to hear your name over the radio when you turn out a cracking good piece of artwork. But it's sort of complicated, and we'll tell your teacher all about it in the first letter of instruction. Now, one more thing. I spent a lot of time last summer looking through all the drawings that you sent in during the year. There was a pile of them taller than I am, and I'm no shrimp either. And out of all those thousands of drawings, I selected some that I thought were the best. These have been mounted for a display that will be put up in all sorts of important places. And from time to time, we're going to announce the names of the students who have artwork in that exhibit. We'll give a few each time, so you listen for yours starting next week. I told you about the work I did on the Let's Draw program this summer. But let me tell you, I didn't work all summer. I should say not, and neither did you. And that brings us to our little fun period for today. Well, now first, let's see if we have everything all ready as we used to have. We want to have a large sheet of paper, just as large as you can get on your desk. And then to work with either crayons or watercolors. On the back of our paper, we letter our name. Let's do that now. On the back of the paper, turn it over. Letter first, our name, our school, You do that quickly. First your name, then your school, your age and grade, your age and grade, and the name of the city or town in which the school is located. I'm going to repeat that. First, your name, your school, your age and grade, and the name of the city or town in which the school is located. If you haven't that finished now, finish it after you do your drawing. The name, school, age, grade, and town or city. Now, on the other side of this paper, turn it over now, I want you to write me a letter. Now, don't begin right away, because I'm very fussy about what kind of letter I want. Now, for one thing, I don't want you to write any words. That's a funny kind of letter, isn't it? Instead of words, I want you to write me in pictures. Yes, I want you to write me in pictures. And another thing, my eyes aren't very good. I'm sort of nearsighted, and sometimes I forget my glasses. So I want you to make those pictures very big so that I can see them. Also, since we have such a big sheet of paper, I want you to use every single bit of it. So make your drawing so big that you use up all of the space on the paper. Oh, yes. What are we going to write in our letters? Well, now listen. I want you to remember real hard and draw for me a picture of the funniest thing that happened to you last summer. Would you like to do that? I want you to draw for me the funniest thing that happened to you during the summer. Now, I'm going to repeat all that so you'll have it, and then you can go right ahead. First, a big sheet of paper. Second, a letter to me, but not in words. Third, pictures instead of words. And fourth, big pictures so that I can see them plainly, even without my spectacles. And fifth, use all of the paper. Don't you dare waste a bit. And sixth, draw the funniest or the most amusing thing that happened to you during this last summer. Now, those of us who listened to the program last year know better, but for the new ones, here are a few tricks that make it ever so much more fun. First, don't lean over your desk as if you were doing the hardest, most awful work in the world. Let's all sit up straight and smile while we're drawing. And then don't make your hand and fingers do all the drawing either. Draw in such a way that your entire arm can swing when you make a stroke. And of course, here's tip number three. We don't use rulers at all. If we want to draw a straight line, we do it the best way we can without a ruler. I'm going to tell you, boys and girls, that's my little pet peeve. So you better watch out for rulers, and don't let us see any ruler marks on your drawings. Now, when we use crayons, we press hard and get nice, thick, and bright colors. We want real, strong, healthy-looking drawings, not sick little weak ones. Of course, most of you, well, many of you may have begun by now drawing your funny picture. But if you haven't, start right now and draw real fast so that you can catch up with those who have begun. And here's a little music to help you swing your arm. Listen to this gay music of the Grasshoppers Dance and see if it helps you to remember something amusing that happened to you during the summer. And then you go right ahead with your drawing, and from time to time, I'll give you a little hint, maybe. Now, before you finish your drawing, let me say just one thing. We were talking a while ago about color. Now, we're not only going to press hard so that we get good, strong color, but we're going to be very particular as to just what colors we use. Now, don't use every color in your box. Use only two or three of them. That's part of the game. Anybody can pick up one color after another and put it on the paper, but it takes a real smart person, a real artist who can pick only a few colors that look well together and use them just right in the drawing. Of course, the colors should be laughing, gay colors, because this is a funny happening that you're drawing. Maybe you'll want to use some yellow or some orange or orange-red. Gay, bright, laughing colors. Boys and girls, if I close my eyes and try real hard, I have a magic eye that tells me what you're drawing while you're listening to me. And right now, I think I can see a picture of a red-headed boy. That's the boy who's making the drawing. And he has a picture of himself. He's just starting. A picture which shows him being chased by a bull. Now, that isn't so funny. But the funny thing is that he just climbed over a barbed wire fence to get away from the bull. And you know what happened. Part of his pants got hung on the fence, and I think that boy's face is just as red as his hair. Coming along at thinking up those funny incidents. You know, I have a friend, a girl who lives in the country, and she told me about her city cousin who came to visit in the country, and he was exploring around in the barn, and he came running up to the house telling about a little nest of kittens that he'd found. And he went back out to explore a little bit further, and what do you suppose? They weren't kittens at all. They were skunks. Yes, sir. Well, maybe you can think of something even funnier to put in your drawing. You go right ahead, and we'll have another hint for you in just a moment. You know, some funny things happen to girls, too. And I think I see with my magic eye now a girl in a bathing suit running out on the pier to jump into the water. This is something that really happened to her during the summer. And you know how piers get a little slippery when they're wet? That's the kind of pier this was. And this girl is way up in the air, her legs going off in one direction, her arms in another, and the rest of her in still another direction. And I'm afraid she's going to get wet a little sooner than she had expected. Maybe you'd like to draw something like that if it happened to you. Thank you. Same person that told me the story about the city cousin that found what he thought was a nest of kittens and found, well, really a little nest of black and white kitties called skunks, told me also about this same city cousin. He must not have been a very smart boy, who came to visit the farm, and he got scared at a very frisky colt that they had in the pasture, and this boy ran like the very deuce, and what do you suppose he did? He climbed up a thorn tree. I suppose if he were in our radio class today, he'd be drawing a picture of that, getting scared and climbing, of all things, a thorn tree. Well, now, one thing, boys and girls, those of you who are using watercolors, let me give you a secret. The trick there is to use lots of water. Don't be stingy with water when you're using watercolors. Just fill your brush with it and paint fast. All right, keep on with your drawing. Well, our time's just about up for today. And of course, many of you haven't finished your drawings yet, but I'm sure your teacher will give you a little more time to finish up. Now, this time, on this first program, we want you to send all of your drawings in to us. We want to see every single one of these drawings. And this is the only time that we're going to ask you to send them all in. So let everybody do it. You see, we want to get acquainted with everybody in our big new radio class. So this first lesson, pack up all drawings in the room, one big package, and send them in to us here in care of this station. Everybody will do this, won't you? And teachers, the first letter of instruction has been mailed. Some of them are just going out today in response to requests just received. And if you don't get yours promptly, send a card and ask for another one. These letters will be absolutely essential to a complete participation in the program. They're going to be fuller and more complete, more important than they were last year. And again, everybody, send in those drawings. We want to know how much fun you had this last summer. And then next Tuesday, we're going to tell you about the biggest old sleepyhead you ever heard of. He slept for 20 years. Be all ready then to wake him up with crayons, and also have on hand a good big sheet of paper.